This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Sweetness in the Belly is a new novel by Camilla Gibb. It's the story of a young orphan whose path leads her across continents and faiths. And it's a journey that our book critic, Véronique de Touraine, finds unsatisfying.
A great premise goes to waste in Sweetness in the Belly. The main character, Lily, is 8 when her pot-smoking parents get themselves killed in a dark alley in Tangiers. The Irish orphan is taken in by a Sufi cleric. 8 years later, Lily makes a religious pilgrimage across Africa and into the heart of her own story. It's a rough journey that leads to Ethiopia, where, instead of haven, Lily finds a kind of hell. She's white and an outcast. Her faith sustains her, though, and Lily builds a new life. She makes friends and falls hard for Aziz, a sexy doctor. But Aziz is a revolutionary, and Lily gets swept up in intrigue. She's forced to flee again, this time abandoning Africa for England. And here's the question that's bugged me from the minute Lily's flaky parents died. Where the heck are her relatives? There's no thought to finding her family, not even a flash of interest. Sure, Lily's parents were itinerant stoners, but news of their murder must have reached home. Doesn't anyone care? Doesn't Lily care? Apparently not. The author tells us it's because Lily's as much an outsider in London as she was in Ethiopia, but that feels like a cheat. Gibb's forcing her characters to serve the plot when Lily is rude and cruel and keeps even her closest friends at arm's length. I get that she's still in love with Aziz. In fact, the title's Sweetness in the Belly is that swooping, swoony feeling of new love. But telling us about a character's tragic isolation while showing us someone who actively seeks it rings false. Still, much of the writing soars, particularly when Lily speaks of her love for Aziz. He caught my fingers between his teeth and closed his full lips. He tugged my entire body forward. This is why the Sufis try to erase the body, I realized in that moment. Because one mouth to one finger can override the most sacred sentiment. Here, you feel Lily's love and her conflict. For long stretches, though, the language goes all vague and misty. It wanders, it wonders, and so do you. Where'd the story go? Still, Sweetness in the Belly is worth it. Even with questions unanswered and Lily's maddening behavior, even with big chunks of social anthropology clogging things up, there are deserts and mosques and lime trees in these pages, and even if Lily can't quite realize it, in the heady bite of freshly ground spices as she cooks her lonely dinner, there's a pilgrimage that has ended in home.
That's Los Angeles writer Véronique de Touraine. The novel is called Sweetness in the Belly by Camilla Gibb, and there's an excerpt of the book at our website, npr.org.